Would you like to meet Big Mama Violet before we sit down for supper? Violet smiled uncertainly. She glanced at Rita May, who said, Sure she would, Dad. Mr. Clovis took Violet's hand in his warm, calloused hand and led her along a corridor into the rear of the house. She'd never been in this part of the Clovis's house before. Her nostrils began to pinch at a new, strange smell. Mr. Clovis said, It's a little surprise. We have a special pet we don't show just anyone. Big Mama is her name. What kind of pet? Violet's heart beat quickly. Not your ordinary pet. Out of his pocket, Mr. Clovis took a key to unlock an unusually heavy door that looked as if it were reinforced with steel. When he led Violet into the room beyond, Rita May and the others followed close behind, and the door was shut behind them. Big Mama, look who's here! Violet, our new friend! At first, Violet couldn't make out what the thing, the creature, was on the other side of a glass barrier. Was it a snake? A huge snake? The largest snake she had ever seen, even in photographs, lay languid and unmoving on the floor inside an enclosure like a large aquarium, only about 10 feet away, on the other side of the scummy glass.